So he spoke, and stirred in Telemachus yearnings to mourn his father. Tears from his eyelids dropped upon the ground when he heard his father's name, and he held with both his hands his purple cloak before his eyes. This Menelaus noticed, and hesitated in his mind and heart whether to leave him to make mention of his father, or first to question him and prove him through and through. While he thus doubted in his mind and heart, forth from her fragrant high-roofed chamber Helen came, like golden-shafted Artemis. For her Adraste placed a carven chair. Alcippe brought a covering of soft wool, and Philo a silver basket, which Alcandra gave, the wife of Polybus, who lived at Thebes in Egypt, where there is wealth in plenty. He gave to Menelaus 2 silver bathtubs, a pair of kettles, and 10 golden talents. And then, besides, his wife gave Helen beautiful gifts. She gave a golden distaff and a basket upon rollers fashioned of silver, and its rim finished with gold. This her attendant Philo now brought and set beside her, filled with a fine-spun yarn. Across it lay the distaff, charged with dark wool. Seated upon her chair, with a footstool for her feet, she straightway questioned thus her husband closely. "Do we know, heaven-descended Menelaus, who these men visiting our house assert themselves to be? Shall I disguise my thought or speak it plainly? My heart bids speak. None have I ever seen, I think, so like another. No man, no woman, amazed am I to see, as this man here is like the son of brave Odysseus, even like Telemachus, whom his father left at home a newborn child, when you Achaeans, for the sake of worthless me, came under the walls of Troy, eager for valorous fighting." Then, answering her, said light-haired Menelaus, "Now I too note it, wife, as you suggest. Such were Odysseus' feet and hands, his turn of eye, his head and hair above. And even now, as I begin to call to mind Odysseus, and to tell what grievous toils he bore in my behalf, this youth let fall a bitter tear from under his brows, and held his purple cloak before his eyes." Then Nestor's son, Pisistratus, made answer, "O son of Atreus, heaven-descended Menelaus, leader of hosts, this is, in truth, his son, as you have said. But he is modest and too bashful in his heart to make display of talk on his first coming here, before you, too, whose voice we both enjoy as if it were a god's. The Gerenian horseman Nestor sent me forth to be his guide, for he desired to see you, hoping that you might give him aid by word or deed. Ah, many a grief the son of an absent father meets at home when other helpers are not by. So with Telemachus. The one is gone, and others there are none in all the land to ward off ill.